Okay, today's daf is Kelayim Daf Yud Ches, and we are on the third line of Yud Ches Amud Aleph, talking about the Mishnah that we had on yesterday's daf. So yesterday the Mishnah told us that there, if somebody had, we learned about Rosh Tor. We spoke about all the concept that's going to come up. A similar concept is going to come up if two fields that are next to each other, but it's clear that there are separate fields. There's a point, there's an angle going to the side. The Rambam's Kal Vachomer that if there are two angles, it's even better. But then we have the second half of the Mishnah. And that is, if I have wheat and my friend has wheat, I'm allowed to plant a line, one furrow of flax, of pishtun, on the edge of the field. That was the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi said that he could even do it in the middle of the field. So, and Rabbi Yossi added the Lashon, which already alludes to us what the Heter is based on. Rabbi Yossi's Lashon of the Mishnah was, Afa emsa sadeo mutter livdok betelem shel pishtun. So he has that Lashon of livdok, right? And that's alluding to the fact that this Heter is because you're putting the pishtun in to check if this is good land, if this is good earth to grow the flax, and you're going to uproot it. The Rasilio says you're going to uproot it before it grows fully, because you'll be able to already tell by that time if it is good for checking. That's why flax was used for checking, because it was able to give you a test even before it was fully grown. The other things might have to be fully grown, and that would be more of an issue against using it. So now the Gemara wonders, so What was this person's kavana when he put the furrow of flax in? Shalochid of shachavir achid of achulu man kayamin. What are we talking about here? Im b'miskavin livdok. If your kavana is not to plant, but it's to check, so that afilu b'amsosadeo mutter, that it should be mutter even in the middle of your field, right? Why would the Tanakhava say it only at the edge of the field? Remember, anytime you put something in the ground for a different purpose than a zoreya, so then there are heterim, right? We had back earlier in the Masechta, if you remember, we had a hatomein. Remember the case of hatomein, the Dav Zayin, Amud Aleph, we had, if somebody puts lefes and snown into the ground, if the mixas alanim were megulim, that's for Hilcha Shabbos, it's better. But even without that, we said there's no issues of kilayim and shviyas and maisras. Why? Because you're just putting it in the ground to keep cold, to protect. See here too, if you're doing it to be bodek, to see if the ground is good for flax, that even Vim b'sheinu miskavin livdok, and if you're not doing it to check, you're doing it to actually plant, mention total always be usher. Lamali zera pishton afilu. The girsa switches. If you look on the sheet in his chos, lamali sharminim. So why would only sharminim be usher? Afilu zera pishton usher. That even zera pishton should be usher, right? So iman of shach, either everything should be, even in the middle of the field should be mutter if it's to be bodeg, and if it's not to be bodeg, then everything should be usher. So the Gemara answers, b'miskavein livdok anan kayamin. It's only to check. You're putting the flax in order to check if the ground is good for growing flax. But the issue is Maris Ayin issue. Rabbi Yossi lo chashish the Maris Ayin. Rabbi Yossi says even if you have one furrow of flax in the middle of your wheat field, he's not worried about Maris Ayin in that type of situation. And the Rabbanan are more nervous. If you put it at the edge of your field, fine. But in the middle of your field, they're more choshish for Maris Ayin, says the Mara Folda. Ube emsa ika Maris Ayin tfei. And there's more of a possibility of confusion if it is in the middle. Lefichach asru afilu pishtan be'emsa sadeyu. That's why they asered even pishtan if it's in the middle of the field. V'lav lememra d'Rabbi Yossi lo chashish l'marisayin. This isn't saying that Rabbi Yossi argues. Rabbi Yossi is not choshish for marisayin. Everybody agrees to that. He's not saying that. Ella d'Rabbanan chashu tfei l'marisayin afilu b'pishtan. It's just that the Rabbanan were more concerned. Rabbi Yossi lo chashish b'pishtan. Rabbi Yossi was not nervous about pishtan. He obviously holds the yesod of marisayin, but he doesn't think that it would be an issue here, because it's pishtan. Everybody knows pishtan. You check with etc. One or two points related to marisayin, which keeps coming up over the last couple of dafim, and really in this pesachta, we spoke about the Torah Zeraim and the ikar of Kilei Zeraim being a marisayin issue. But one or two other points. I once saw a long time ago, I don't remember who said it, that right, we call it Maris Ayin, not Maris Einayim, right? Just Maris Ayin in the singular. Because if somebody would actually look with two eyes, with their full focus, so then there wouldn't be any confusion. But the problem is that people only look with Maris Ayin. They look with a one eye, and therefore they misunderstand and misevaluate a certain case. That's Maris Ayin. And it's just the reality. Even though we know there is a mitzvah and there is a value of being dalek avschus, right? It says in Pirkei Avos, and it's included. Rashi quotes this on Ala Torah. It's included in the pasuk of Besedek Tishpan Amisecha that dalek avschus. We have to try to give the benefit of the doubt and always look, assume people are doing the right thing and positively. That's true, but that's an avoda. That's an avoda. So we have to do Maris Ayin. We have to do everything. The viewed has to do everything that they can in order not to make it hard to be dalek avschus. And the viewer has to do what they can to be dalek avschus and not think negatively about others. So if everybody could do that, then the whole society would work with peace and harmony, because people wouldn't do things that look like they're bad, and people wouldn't view things and think that they are bad. But again, each of those have to work together, and they're not always so smooth. Maris Ayin, as we know, is not just a sugya in Lumdis, but there are many Lamaisa cases related to Maris Ayin, many sugyas. Just to mention maybe a few from Rav Avadia that he has in his tshuvas in Yechavidas. If you look in Chelik Beis Siman Mem Gimel, that's where Rav Avadia talks about using an umbrella on Shabbos. Hayim mutter liftoach mitriya b'Shabbos, is a mutter to open up an umbrella on Shabbos. Ula nosa alav, and to carry it, ula hagev ibn yakshavim, to protect from the rain. Vim lefachos efshar lahatir lenosa alav b'Shabbos, im haysa mitriya psucha me'er b'Shabbos. What if it was open on Friday? If you opened it beforehand, can you then carry it? Because opening, so he goes through the sugya about Shabbos Kuflamid Zayin is an Isser to create an Ol Arai on Shabbos. To create an Ol Arai. And according to the Rif, this Isser is Midaraisa. The Rambam holds that it's Usser Midarabanan. Based on that, he quotes from the earlier sources. The umbrella was discussed 250 years ago already. Quotes the Michtam LeDavid, that Asser's opening up a Mitriya on Shabbos, because that is Asiyas Ohel Arai. Ubikoshke Shish Lesser Dover Zeb, but Yeser says, according to the Rif, who says making it might be an Isser de Araisa. Vahu Adin Lemitriya, says Rav Avadia, She Lemitcha Usser, Leposchal, Rosa Leb Shabbos, Velo Oed, Ela Afilum, Haisa Psucha, Me'erv Shabbos, and even if it was open on Erev Shabbos, Kivachu Nosa Leb Shabbos, Nimsa Shu, Hu Ma'ahil, Vahari Hu Bechlal Osa Ohel Arai Beshabbos Shasser. Right, he quotes that from earlier, the Michtam Li Ladavid, that even if you would open it before Shabbos, as you move, it's making a new Arai, a new Ohel in that spot. Even if you want to say there's an Ohel here, but it's a movable Ohel. And you made a new Ohel here. And then he goes from the Nodim Yehuda, in Chelak Arachayim and Simalamid, he asers it because it's Asiyas Ohel Arai. And he says, V'kasav, the Nodim Yehuda says, L'chora, if it was open me'erev Shabbos, L'chora, yesh makom lomar, sha'av b'she'in, shunosu b'Shabbos, it's not as yes ohel, ulam, yesh desfar lomar, she'kol, shunosu al-rosho b'Shabbos, hari yuka'ose o'al b'Shabbos sha'aser. V'yal kopanim, yesh isrim b'davar mishum, maris ayin. Right, Maris Ayin, because Haroa Oso, no same that you have a Shabbos, if somebody sees you using an umbrella on Shabbos, Yovel Lechoshto Shepasach Osa Be'etzam Yom HaShabbos, they'll think that you opened it on Shabbos, Afilu Be'isur Durabanan, Yesh Lechosh Maris Ayin, and we're Choshesh for Maris Ayin, even for Isurei Durabanan, like we know, remember that Ramon, the Shach in Yaradea, is in Pei Zayin, with the power of milk. V'lachein yish lesar b'chol ofan, says the Nodabi Yehuda. And therefore the Nodabi Yehuda answers, v'kashahuva mitri azula medina seinu, hischilu anashim rabim lenog lahakel atzmam, lenosa b'shabes, v'tekef umiyan malchisi al zeh b'chol tokev. I was very upset, says the Nodabi Yehuda. V'darashti b'rabim b'beis ha-kneses, v'odati lem chomer isser b'davar. And I think according to the Rif, it could be an isser da'araisa, and therefore people started to be Zahir. So he quotes that's known as the machlokas between the Nodabi Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer. It's only a binyan l'shah. The Chassam Sofer is more makel in his attitude. Maybe there's a place where there's an eruv. One can be makel to if it's open from before Shabbos, but other poskim you know, aserit lamaisa. Bisikum, the Rav Avadia is assumed to be machmir. Also, liftoch b'tchiyal the rosal b'shabbos is also to open it, even if it's opened by erev Shabbos, it's aser because of marasayin. When we call makom, b'makom she'ein erev, oh, b'kol shekein, b'makom she'ein erev shurishus rabim kedas. Surely, if there's no erev, obviously, it's a separate problem. But says the Rav Avadia, that's one place where. Again, the major sugi is not the Marasayin, but that definitely comes up there. If you look at Chelek Gimel, he has two other tshuvas which are related to Inyanim and Marasayin. In Chelek Gimel Simon Yud Zayin, he talks about, are you allowed to give your car into a non-Jewish garage on Friday, amanas that you're going to pick it up on Sunday, even though there's a good chance that the guy is going to work on it on Shabbos, a guy with Goyisha workers. So he discusses the sugya of Amir La'akum, that you have to give him at least enough time to do it when it's not Shabbos, even if they choose to do it on Shabbos, that's their choice. That's called L'dayte Denafshe Avad. But you didn't give it to him the second before Shabbos and pick it up the second after Shabbos, so he wouldn't have a choice having to do work for you on Shabbos. As long as you don't pay him for the hour, you pay him for the job, and then as long as he does the job, whenever he does the job, it would be okay. And he chooses to do it on Shabbos. That's his issue. And then he says in the middle of the tshuvah, even if the garage is in a place where Jews live, the yadua sheyesheker bein mechoniyot shel Yehud bemechoniyot shel Goy, maybe people will even know it's your car. Mikabako, he says, I don't think there's an issue of Marasayan here. That Sheyech Shadu Shagoyu Schir Yom Shal Yehudi, that people will think that the guy is a day worker and he's getting paid by the hour, and that he knows that he's working for you on Shabbos, and people know. People know that you do this kind of job at Kablanus, right? You go, but you pay off for the fixing your car. Okay, there might be certain hours of how much you pay per hour of labor, but that's not, you didn't make that agreement beforehand. They're basically gonna, this is how much it costs, and then plus the, you know, labor that I put in, but you didn't arrange that beforehand. Therefore, he thinks here there wouldn't be an issue of Marasayin. And finally, later on, the last one that we'll talk about here, and that is the, what I alluded to before, he says in the Gibel Simen Notes, are you allowed to drink power of milk after having a fleshik meal? Or is it marasayin? That's already in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah talks about this in the Shach. L'chor ha'yabakom lomar, shalo asru chacha b'mishem maris ha'ayin, ela kishaose davar, she'efshar lachshod bo, she'ose iser ben ha'torah. Aval kabani donedu, maybe it's because it's Rabbanan, there's no issue. He says, no, there's an issue even for Yisroel Rabbanan, according to many poskim, and he goes back and forth, Ramah and the Shach and the Prim Chadash, and he Levaisa says that it is mutter, because many people know Bizmanazah that there is this type of milk. He says, V'cheid kan shachalav atzim choni nafots. It's very common. V'yadua hu lakol ein lesser bo bishem marasayin. There is no problem with marasayin, and that's what he quotes from other tshuvos from the Yogel Yaakov, that you could use a certain type of crushed coconut that looks like butter to fry meatballs in. V'ein lachol bishem marasayin. Kivush es pashit machol zeh bevedinaseinu v'akol yote bimenu v'lachin in ligzer bezeh bishem marasayin. So as long as it is very common, which it is, pyre of milk, so therefore there wouldn't be an issue of marasayin isn't based on low plugs. You have to see, is it common to the reality in a certain time period that it wouldn't be a problem. Okay, so back to our Gemara. So we have Machlokas Tanaim. Both Tanaim hold of the sugya marasayin. The question is, are you really choshed for marasayin with the flax in the middle of the field? At the edge of the field, everybody would agree that it is okay. We continue now. Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Rabbi Zeira. So we're going to comment on Rabbi Shimon Shita. Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah had said, no, it's Zera Pishtan or any min. Zera Pishtan or any min. Again, you have wheat in your field and your friend has a wheat field right next to yours, and you're going to put a line of Pishtan at the edge. So Rabbi Shimon says, you could really use anything in that line. So the Gemara says, what's his far for that? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, b'shem Rabbi Seira, de Rabbi Shimoni. That was Rabbi Shimon says it's all mutter. So that is based on Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso. He's following his shita, where he says later on in Daf Samach Bei Samach Gimel, also the time Samach Gimel Beis, the Sfirale, de Rabbi Shimon Amar, ein on the Makdash Davar Shina Shalom. Reb Shimon holds that a person cannot aser something that doesn't belong to him. What's the sugya over there? Sugya that comes up, many are familiar with this from Baba Kama and elsewhere, the first daf in Baba Basra. Hamasachich has gafno al gabi tvoso shachaveira. My friend has tvua, and then I take my vine, which is right next to his tvua, and I spread it. I spread it over his tvua. So I'm asering, I'm creating kilai hakerem in his tvua. So the Tana Kama there says, hareza kidesh. That's aser bahana. I've created, right, the lashon of kidesh is used by kilei akerim, right, pentukta shamalei hazer asher tizra. So I've asered the vines and the tefuah v'chai v'achriyuso, and I have to pay for it. I was mazikim. Is that garmi? Is that hezek shironikar? That's the discussion. The Ramban in Kudras Yudat Garmi talks about this case. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Eidon de Makdish Davar Sheinu Shelo. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon there say, a person cannot aser something that doesn't belong to them, so you try to put your gefen on your friend's tfua, so the tfua is not ne'esar. Is the gefen ne'esar? Good question. That's a machlokas, that's a discussion, but our Gemara is assuming that the answer is no. If my friend's stuff is not ne'esar, then my stuff is not ne'esar either. It's a package deal. That's what the Rav Chaim Kidievsky says right here. V'kivan. Deshel chaveiro eino ne'esar, gam shelo eino ne'esar. And therefore, in our case, Rabbi Shimon says, you can put anything you want at the edge of your field, because that's going to spread and go out to your friend's stuff, but that's not kilayim for your friend's stuff, and if it's not kilayim for your friend's, so it's not going to be kilayim for yours as well. That's the sugya of eino demakdash, darashe shelo, eino oser. Interesting, the Tosfos, and Rabbi Chanan expands upon this even more. But let's look at the words of Tosfos. Tosfos is in Yevamos on the Pei Gimel on the base where the sugi comes up, and the Gemara there says, "Ein adam oser davar shino shelo." V'im tomar, asks Tosfos, "Maishna?" It's an obvious question, but you have to formulate an answer. Maishna minose nevela ochelev b'tavshol shal chaveiro shene'esar. If I take milk and pour it into my friend's chicken soup, I asered it. If it's not batel. Or if I take a piece of nevela and put it into his soup. So I can aser davar shenu shelo. So what's the difference between our case, where we say, if I buy kilayim, I cannot be oser davar shenu shelo, while by nevela, by basa b'chalav, by non-kosher, I say adam oser davar shenu shelo. V'yomeri, says Tosfos, debedavar hatali b'machshava hu da'amar hachi. When do you say ein adam oser? When it's not just a physical reality, but it is dependent on the thought. Kagon, mishtach v'labemes chaveiro. If I bow down to my friend's animal, sofer beis dechulin, de'afilu asa b'maisa, kagon sheshachta. Even if I actively did an act, I shechted my friend's animal to avodah zarah, there are those that say it's not asered, because it depends on the machshava that I'm thinking, l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore you can't aser your friend. V'iser kilayim nami tali b'machshava, and the iser of kilayim is also tali on machshava. Kedavar b'seches kilayim, like it says later on, the classic Mishnah that's quoted in the fifth parak, gabi haroa yerek, when I see a vegetable later on, when I'm doing my vines, I say, I'm almost there. You don't have to run there to take it out right away. Kishe agia alaktenu, afilu hosif basai mutter. As long as it's in front of you and you're planning to do it, it's mutter. Lekishe echzor el katenu, usher. But if you say, oh, when I get back to it, you passed it already, so that's usher. To be tabze, that's why it's has to do with your machshava. Or be tabze before shemino tab. That's what Shemino Tab says in the case of disyai shemino lo gadra, the fence in between your kerem and your tfuah fell down. The second that you are nisya'ish from putting it back up, that's where the Yisr kicks in. Dafka nisya'ish, I have a low nisya'ish, so you osik begeder, below his big ligdor, at Jehoshim Masayim, low kiddish. It's totally on the machshava. So anything that's totally on machshava is, that's where you apply the principle of Eidah the Moshe Dover Shin Shalom, but something that's totally on just the Maisa, then you say Adam Oser Dover Shin Shalom. And this is the background for Reb Elchanan. Reb Elchanan in Kovetz Ha'aris, in Yevamos and Siman Ayin Vav. We've quoted this in various contexts. It's a Yesodistic piece in Reb Elchanan, Siman Ayin Vav, Os Beis. V'hine, b'chal hadvarim anasa v'dei ha'adam, yeshnam shnei ofanim. There are two types of halachic processes that a person does. Number two, heichad dechalos hadid nasa mikoch ha'adam. Number one, where I am in control of the chalos, like kiddushin and gerushin, where the person, the Adam is the oser, the Adam is the mekadesh, he's the poel. Sha'adamu apoelas chalos adin. That's number one. Number two, hecha shahamaisa ba'atzma. Or the second one is that it's not me, I do, the man does the physical act. But once the man does the physical act, so that it's the act itself, that the reality itself that brings the chalos. Shamaisa ba'atzma below koach adam, po'ela says chalos adin, like shchita. Shchita, what, I am the matir, the man, the shochet is the matir? No. The man does the physical act of shchita, he creates that reality, and memela, Hashem says, the Torah says, that it is mutter. Kemo b'shchita de materis, after being a koach gavra, you need the physical act. Niko maka ba'adam eino amatir, ela hashchita atzma materis. Imnas is kilchasa. V'nafkamina tuva mishdeo fanam ha'elu. And there are many nafkamina, he quotes seven or eight nafkamina regarding these two. He says, if you say, the first one he says, if you say the Adam is the Osir of the Matir, then you can put it Tanai. Yesh biyadol hatil Tanai. Shemekadesh, shemagari, shemokher al Tanai, kach v'kach. If there's a tnai, if the tnai is fulfilled, then it's chal. V'im lav lo yechulu, right? Because the whole chalos is in my control, so I can make a tnai. The chalos I did, nasay de ritzono. But if you're, this shchita should only be mutter if it's a sunny day. What are you talking about? Aval ha-shochet behema lo yuchal ha-atol tnai v'lomar. Im yiskayim ha-tnai te behema niteres, v'im lo yiskayim ha-tnai lo te niteres. No! The labadi de talya milsa. That's not up to him. The shechita itself is matir. Number one, could you make a tnai? Number two, could you be kovei azman? Could you delay? La'achar lamin. Be'kudushin ha-gerushin efshalak bo'azman. She'achulu la'achar lamin yom. V'ilu b'shechita... lomar that the behavior should be neater after labid yom. So that is also by kinyanim in terms of shir b'kinyano v'chulu. Then he continues and has other nafkamina. What do you say the principle of i'avin mahani, i'avin lo mahani? Says that principle is only shayach in category one. By kugot shadid, hecha shadid nif'al al yedei koach ha'adam. Called ones shegirish. By all of those, you could say, did it work, did it not work? But shchita, shahechsher nasa me'elav, lo shayach lomer, yavon lomahani. Right, you did the physical act. V'chein, now we get to our sugya. V'chein, baha de'ein adam oser davar shinu shalom. That which a person cannot aser what below, and this probably was behind Tosfos in Yevamos Pei Gimel, the fact that a person cannot aser something that doesn't belong to them, lo shayach lomar kenel hecha shaha adam o osa, that's only category one. So you can prevent that. Tosfos called it bimachshava, but Rabbi Chada says, where you're in control, aval hecha shisr hu b'meila, but if the isr is b'meila, ay de maisa, ein nafgamina im eino shalom. So then it wouldn't be making a nafkamina because it's just a physical act that is done. And then he talks about edim, that edim are required only by category one, edi lakiya badavar. But shchita doesn't need, or chalitza, that's his chiddush about chalitza. He says he has a suffix, but he says that's the machlokas, whether chalitza needs edim. Leish is talking about chalitza. Im ha'adam hu ha-matir, kamo begirshin, osha ha-maisa ba'atzma materes, im na'asis be'kavana shneihem kedina. And he quotes Raya's, and he quotes from the Gemara, Iksubis Ayidalit, a Tosfos there that says you cannot make a tznai for chalitza. You can't do chalitza b'shlichus, so that seems to say that it is category two. Category two. Because category one, we just said, you can make a tzayin, you can make a shliach, so different nafkaminas, but that's from Elchanan, but that's a big limit on ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. But that's what our Gemara says. So back to our Gemara. Our Gemara says, you can plant the whole flax plant at the edge of the field, according to the Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Yossi says anywhere in the field, and Rabbi Shimon says you can plant anything you want at the edge of the field, because ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. And the Gemara quotes another lashon, Rav Amar ein adam chovesh davar she'eino shelo. What is chovesh? A person cannot surround. Chovesh is also a language of usher. It's not usher to do it to your friend Zerah, since it won't usher yours. So, Ein Adam Chovish, you're not able to Aser it, therefore, you could do it to yourself as well. That is the same type of Lashon. Chovish is really a Lashon of surround. Here, Rav Chaim Pinievsky has a picture. See, he says a person cannot Aser a seed by surrounding it if the seed doesn't belong to him, if it belongs to his friend, and therefore it wouldn't be Aser even for his own. He has the picture there. You see the chita is in the middle of the Seorim all around. So usually, even if I am marchik, he quotes from later on, even if I'm marchik, the distance, it's a problem if I totally surround the seed. But if it's your friends, so the Rav Shimon says, it is mutter. Amr Rabbi Yonah, Asya the Rav, Krebi Shimon. Rav is following Rabbi Shimon, right? This last line of Rav. Kamod Rabbi Shimon Amr Ein Adam Makdash Dav Shina Shalom. Kin Rav Amr Ein Adam Chovish Dav Shina Shalom. Baram Karabanan Lo Asya, but the Rabbanan would argue, and they would say, you cannot. Maybe they apply the hold of the principle of Ein Adam Chovish Dav Shina Shalom in certain contexts, but not in our sukkah. Okay. Says the Gemara next, Mishnah Lachavav, Mishnah Ches. A person cannot put next to his tevua, next to his grain. He cannot put chardal v'charia. Two types, chardal, mustard seed, charia, some type of saffron, right? Because these two types, these minim, Samara Folda says, are mafsid the tevua. They're mafsid the tevua. So these generally are mafsid the tvua. So why are you putting them here? So even to be bodek, there's still an isser amar midar raisa. It's not a problem, but there's still a drabanan amar asayin because sometimes, even though it's mazik, sometimes the farmer puts them next to the tvua. And therefore it's aser. Aval somkin l'sadi yirakos chad v'charia. But to your vegetables, it for sure is mafsid them lagamrei, and therefore nobody will ever say that you're going to leave it there, and therefore there is no issue, not even a maris ayin in this case. The Gemara will talk about more related to that. Someich, also, one is allowed to plant right near labur. Bur is a area that is has not been cultivated. It's a fallow totally. Maybe you're saving it for next year. You're giving it a rest. Like some say, the idea of Shemitah is to give the field a rest. Ulanir, or to a plowed field that you are getting ready to plant in the future, but you're not planting them now. So it's just an empty plowed field. So you could put things right next to the bor and the nir, because those are those create a hefsek. Ulagafa, or to a type of a wall of stones. That is not cemented in, or a derech, or next to a road. Even if it's not usually you need between two fields, you need a certain type of distance, but if you have any of these in between, that is enough to create a hefsek and an allowance, a matir for kilai zran. But this road, this derech, the Bnei Moshe says, it has four amos wide, even if it's a private derech hayachid, it's maftik between two fields. Ula gather, shukavos or tvachim, or two fence that's 10 tvachim high, and at least 4 tvachim lengthwise. 10 tvachim in terms of the height that a mechitza generally is, but it has to be at least 4 tvachim long, as we're going to see soon. Ula charetz, shuamok asar, barachim arba. And also to a ditch, so he has a ditch instead of the wall. So again, the ditch, 10 tvachim deep, and 4 tvachim lengthwise. Ule ilan shehu mesech al haaretz, or if somebody has a tree that's very low down, low-lying branches, the branches are within 3 tvachim of the ground, so that is called lovewood. As we know from Hilchos Sukkah and Eirvin, so if it's within 3 tvachim of the ground, it's as if those branches are all the way on the ground, and anything planted under the tree, it's as if it's in a separate area, right? The Mara Folda says, "Dik together, dummy." It's like there's a fence there. Ulesela, and also if there's a rock, shugavo asara v'rachav arba. If there's a rock that is 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim length along the field, says the Rav Bar Tanura here on this last line. What's the chiddush of the case of the sela? What's the chiddush of the case of the sela? Lo itzrich lemisne, says the Rav Bar Tanura. Right, there's a rock there. So you already said fence, you already said ditch. So what's the chiddush of the rock? So he says, El Ashmida, to teach me da afilu sela bi'idan arba arocha. Even a rock needs four width, which we would call lengthwise along the field. Because if not, it's not a bechitza lahafsik. That's the Rabbi Tadura. The Tosfos Yontif says, quotes this Rabbi Tadura, and says, I don't understand it. What's he getting at? He says, v'kasav harav ashmira afil selabita arba rachav, since it wasn't made, hova lodasa l'shep geder, shilodasa l'shep geder, sagi begavoa asara v'rochav kolshehu. He says, the Bar Tadura says, it wasn't made to be the fence, to be a hefsik, that's why you need this length. But if not, you could even have a kolshehu length. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't understand that. It says, sagvu mimeni divrei rabbeinu atosos yantabaseh. You don't need any lengthwise along the field? What is he talking about? It's even if it's a tetvachim high, but even if it was made l'shem mechitza, it has to be a mechitza. To gam beget there being a rachbo dalin. El de ba'ovyo lo ba'ishir. The thickness of the rock or of the wall can even be a kolshu. V'sake b'kolshu. But the length along, why wouldn't you need it to be a certain four tvachim? V'achadai v'sela b'hani ovi kolshu. V'rocha dal b'heche tesi lo bar de b'sela gara. Why would it be even worse? So he wonders what the Tosfos Yontif is driving at. Sugvu mimeni, it is beyond him. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But we'll continue next time with Yutes.